So we are continuing in Nefesh HaChayim Shar Dalid. We are continuing in Perek Yud Aleph. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has been discussing, as he has throughout Shar Dalid, the importance, the chashivas, the centrality of Torah in the neshama of a Jew. And he's transitioned from describing to us a little bit of what it means to be a Jew who's focused on chassidus and precious and holiness, and how extreme of that is no good, and focusing only on pilpul and learning and theoretical Torah, also not okay, and coming to somewhat of a middle ground of always having to be able to have an intense level of Yiras Shamayim as the foundation stone of everything that we learn in this world. And that's been the foundation, that's where he's built with it. Slowly, over the last two prakim, he's built an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as a precedent to the entire world and to all of creation. And without the Torah, as he's going to spell out in this coming parak, everything wouldn't exist. The entire Torah, entire all of creation, is rooted in the Torah itself. And this is where he's picking up with right now in Parak Yud Aleph.
Rabbi Shaker?
Yes.
Would it be possible for Rabbi to please record on us?
Yeah, we are recording. We are recording right now.
Okay.
We are live. Here we go. Parak Yud Aleph. Okay. V'lazos ikar chiyusam v'oram v'kiyumam shaholamos kulam anachon. And with this, we can begin to understand all the life, the source, this of everything that exists. Hu rak yishanachnu oskim b'karoi. It's only when we are osik in Torah. Everything exists because we are osik in Torah, because we sit and learn Torah. Ki kudsha brichu v'areisa v'yisrael kulachad. As was made famous in the song, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Yisrael are all one. They are all united. They are all one Yisod. And he's going to explain what that means. If nothing else from this parak, we're going to begin to understand a little bit of why in the world, what is it we're doing when we're sitting and learning every single day? What is it we should be having in mind? He's already discussed previously that it's very important and crucial for a person to sit and focus for a few moments before they begin to learn. And it's even mutter in the middle of learning, as he discussed earlier, if you feel like you need chizik to keep going, to realize that your learning is not just chas v'shalom, just another subject, but rather it's because it's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So now we can begin to think about a little bit about what it is, what are the kavanos the person should have a little bit when we're learning. So he says, as they start off, and this is the foundation stone of this Zohar, that Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yisrael are one inyan, one concept. Shekol Echad Yisrael, Shoresh Nishmaso Helyona. Because every Jew has the foundation as the roots of his soul. And the very famous idea that every Jewish soul is rooted in a letter of the Torah. This is a concept that we know. It's hard a little bit to understand. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains in Ruach Chaim, his Perush and Pirkei Avos, which is also very kedai. Maybe we'll get to that when we finish Nefesh HaChayim. But in Ruach Chaim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he explains that we know that the concept, as it says in the Zohar, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, keneged all of the 600,000 souls that came out of Mitzrayim. The question that's asked is, what do you mean? But we know there are many more Jews than 600,000. And maybe whether you count from that or all to Ad Hayom Hazeh, so what does that mean, 600,000? So where's my letter? Where's your letter? So it's very nice that those 600,000 Yidden that came out of Mitzrayim had a letter, but what's my letter? How do we understand the Zohar? There's a Gra on his parish of the Zohar. It's quoted by Yitzhak Sarotskin in his parish on Nefesh HaChayim. He quotes the Zohar, and he quotes his parish of Gra. He says that everything in the entire Torah is hints to everything in this world. Says the Gra, there's nothing in this world which is not rooted inherently in the Torah. While it's true, those Yidden, they had a full letter in the Torah. But what do you and I have? We have an Os, we have a Kutz, We have a tag, a little piece of a letter, a nakuda. There's something, everything in the Torah hints to something else. It's the foundation, as we know, if you ever watched anything on the Torah codes. Everything is in the Torah. There's nothing that exists in the universe that's not hinted to somewhere in the Torah. Says the Gra, that's the pshat in us. We have something. It's hard for a little bit to us to understand, to be able to see and understand what it is, where is our Shoresh, where is our Os in the Torah. But we have to know and we have to understand that every single person has a Shoresh in the Torah. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he was holding the Luchos, and he saw Klai Yisrael sinning, and our Kaddish Baruch Hu, as he had just given him the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the letters fly off the Torah, and at that point they became so heavy, they became like stone, they just dropped. Why? How does that, what does that mean? What does it mean they just dropped? Rav Asher White Shlita explains in his Sefer Michas Asher on the Parsha, he says that when the Yidden were sinning at that point, when they were Osik Ba'Aveira, as Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mekabel of the Torah on Har Sinai, at that point, their letters, which were rooted in the Torah, rooted in the Torah Seres Dibros, they literally flew off the Torah because their letters were no longer connected, perhaps, to the Torah itself, and therefore they just became stone. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't just hold stone; that fell. It's this Yisod that I begin to understand that we inherently have an inherent connection to every single word of Torah, and that's what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and Yisrael are chad. V'lakach, he says, continues on, Amar Bereishis Rabbah, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Shemachshavtan Shal Yisrael Kadmo L'chol Davar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts of Klal Yisrael came before all else. V'lo b'lachlok al mash amru shal Torah Kadmo L'chol Davar. This is not to argue on that which we said earlier, that Hashem made the Torah before everything else. Ki HaKol Echa B'sharshan. V'hihi. That the Torah and Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all one. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. It was all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It was all for the sake of us having the Torah. This is what it means that Hashem has thoughts of Bnei Yisrael, K'mosh Amru, Yisrael Allah b'machshava, that Hashem thought about Klal Yisrael. Rotzal Amar, Reishis HaMachshava, we are the first thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the foundation of the ultimate inspiration. It says in the Zohar, that Yisrael Salik per Usa Dekut Shabrichu Adol Yivra Alam. It says what it means that Yisrael Allah Baratza and Akash Baruch Hu, what Hashem thought about Klal Yisrael, Ashalo Nevron, even before he created the world. And he's going to bring multiple rayas, multiple proofs from the Zohar and Midrashim and other things like that to show us, likewise, all of this idea as well. We'll skip the next line after the next Zohar. It says V'achin Amru Bereishis, as it says in Bereishis, B'shvil HaTorah Nikereishis. We know in the very beginning, Rashi quotes the very beginning of Chumash. It says that Bereishis B'shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. Before the Torah, Hashem created the world. That's called Reishis. And B'shvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. And likewise, because of Klal Yisrael. V'achin Amru, and here's an important punchline. V'achin Amru Zecharon Avracha. This is what the Gemara Moed Katan says. Ha'omed al-meis b'shas yisiyas neshama chayiv l'kroa. If a person is next to a Jewish body as it passes away from this world, we have a chiyuv kriya. Meaning, even if we're not related to that person, we're still chayiv to tear kriya for that person. Why? Ha'lamad davar domeh l'roa sefer Torah shenisra, the Gemara says, because it's a mashal, it's similar to what if a person sees a Torah that is burnt. Krushas Nishmas Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael Hihi Krushas Sefer Torah Mamish, because the Kedusha of a Torah is really rooted in the Neshama of a Jew. Stop for a moment, I think I understand the process for a second. We are Chayav to tear Kriya if we see a Jew pass away, because his soul is rooted in the Torah itself. It's no different than still watching a Torah itself burn, which is an unbelievable thing. Rav Shachter Shlita has an Eretz HaTzvi. Says that there's a chiluk we know between Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam is the same chiluk as between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. And things which are Tashmishei Kedusha, things which serve a safer Torah, meaning the mantle, the anything which has to do with if the Ase Chaim, if the handles would come off the Torah, all those things, those are all Tashmishei Kedusha. Those all have to be buried. There's a Chi of Kvura on all Tashmishei Kedusha. However, Tashmishei Mitzvah, they could just be disposed of in a Kavadic manner. Because while they served mitzvos, they did not serve Torah itself. It says Rosh Hashachter that Chal Yisrael, all Yidden, have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. And therefore, because the Torah is licked, it's inside of each and every one of us, therefore there's a tone, there's a Chiyu Kvura on every single Jew, even though they're not perhaps related to us. That's why there's a Chiyu of Meis Mitzvah. You come across a Jew lying in the street, or Rachman al-Tzlan, there's a Chiyu Kvura, because that Jew is a walking Sefer Torah. An Akum, while of course they're important, and of course they have an Neshama, and of course they are the Bria of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they're Tashmishei Mitzvah. And of course, you can't be mevaza ameis, even an akum, but yet there's no inherent chiyuv of kvura by tashmishei mitzvah. We know the pasuk says kiner mitzvah v'torah or, right? The pasuk says in Mishlei that kiner mitzvah, that if I have a candle like a mitzvah, like you turn the Torah, is the light. The Shlach HaKadosh is quoted as often as saying that if we understand that the candle serves the light, ki ner mitzvah, the ner is the mitzvah. That's what holds it. That's what supports it. However, it's not the focus. The focus is ki Torah or. The focus is the center. Is the center point? Is the inside? Is the Torah or? That's the inherent or of the kedusha of a Klal Yisrael. This va'chein. Me'ez ha'briya, from the time of creation, shalhaisa Torah, genuza adayim, v'mekor sharsha anelam, me'kal amos. In the time of creation, when the Torah was hidden, was put away in the entire foundations of the creation, of al-yonim, al-rachok, levad he'ira, kol ha'olamas, al-chayusam, ka'imam, and it was distant from us, but it lit up all of the universe and all of life. V'lo nishtal shalha atzmusam mamish lamata, it didn't yet come down to this world. It didn't come to our lower levels. Until that point, until we got the Torah, until Kabbalah's Torah, the world was shaky. It was rofefin v'roschim. It was not steady. It was shaky. And it wasn't set properly. This is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that until this time, it was 2,000 years of tohu vavohu, of emptiness, of craziness. Up until the point of Matan Torah, that's the point where the world literally became solidified. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, in Perek Yavos, he says, this is literally pshat in what the Mishnah says, that the Torah is omed, right, on, it was niskayim on, Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. Because at that point, we had avoda, right? We had tefillah, right? Gemilas chasadim. We had from the avos, but we did not have Torah. It wasn't until Torah that was given at Matan Torah in Har Sinai. At that point, the world was solidified. It says v'ha'yu tzluyim ve'omdim ad Matan Torah, and it was that point it was dependent until Matan Torah. Ki yadul b'mamra zechon ravacha. Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'as Sabrishas, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition in the creation of the world. Im Mekablim Yisrael, as we know that if the Jews accepted the Torah, great. If not, then the Hashem would return the world to Tohu Vavohu. V'cheinu b'shmos Rabbah says, "Dvarim Rabbah." Likewise, Bereish Hatan Chuma. He's going to continue on for the rest of the parak, developing this idea that if not for all this, if not for the fact that the Torah was the foundation of all of creation, nothing would exist. And we always have to remember, as with every moment, so tomorrow morning when we open up a Gemara for the first time tomorrow morning, just prior to that, just stop for a moment to think, I am about to keep the world going. I'm about to fulfill the purpose of the creation. It changes the way we approach the Gemara. It changes the way we approach all of Limud HaTorah. Okay, we'll continue on with Hashem. Well, next time we'll finish out Perek Yud Aleph. It's quite a lengthy Perek. And next time we'll finish up Perek Yud Aleph. Have a good night.